Isaiah reminds us in the first reading to perform the works of mercy, corporal works of mercy, to share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and homeless and the naked and clothe the naked. And if you do, your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call on the Lord, and he will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." Sometimes we think if we do good works, we'll be weak in the eyes of the world, and we'll be, oppressed and miserable, and because the strong in this world sometimes oppress the weak. But this is not the teachings of Jesus, not the teachings of Isaiah, not the teachings of God. God will always be with us, no matter what happens. If God is on our side, we can overcome the world. We can overcome anything, no matter. We can have 1,000 soldiers against us on our left or right, and we still will stand and go through the midst of them, as the Psalms say. If we have God on our side, to have God on our side, we have to do what is right and what is good. We have to care for our neighbor, do good for our neighbor. These corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy, we want God on our side. If we have God on our side, we can do anything. We're invincible in this world, and all of us, each one of you, me, we can be invincible in the midst of a depraved and sinful, wicked generation. We can be, and we are, invincible in God if we do what is right. We always strive to do what is right and good. And if we do wrong and we're sorry, we repent, we have God on our side again. It's as easy as that, to repent and have God always on your side, to trust in God. And this is the strength of our faith. We always need to have that confidence in God. And it's when we weaken our faith that our confidence is weakened too. But God is always the same. God is always there. And all we have to do is repent from our sins, trust in God, and do what is right, always, always what is right. Be that just man. The just man is a light in the darkness to the upright. And he stands tall and strong, head and shoulders above the rest, because God supports him. God is behind you and me. If we do always the right thing, we always obey his commandments, we always do our duty, we always strive to stay away from sin, we always strive to please God, to be holy, and to keep in mind our weakness, and don't worry about your weakness. Look at St. Paul, we look at Paul as a pillar, in a sense, above the other apostles almost. He stands out as the invincible apostle that travels the world and gets bitten by snakes and gets stoned and makes it through shipwrecks and sleepless nights and all kinds of incredible persecution. And he stands tall and strong through it all, because not because he was strong, but because God supported him and he trusted in God. He was only aware of his weakness and fear and trembling, as he says, "I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, on me, but on the power of God." And so we can rejoice. We have, we have everything on our side. Even our weakness can be our strength with God. If we turn to God and we trust in God and Our Lady, and we turn to God in prayer, we can overcome the world. We can always be strong, and that's what we need today. We need the strength of our faith. We need to put into practice the teachings of Jesus. Standing tall and strong with our faith is another way of saying being salt, being the salt of the earth. Salt stands out, makes your food stand out. Light stands out in the darkness, of course. And that's what our faith does. We and we need to be that salt. We need to be salty in the world, salty with good works, charity, meekness, and humility, as our Lord said. Those are two characteristics that he specifically says in characterizing himself, meekness and humility. Imagine the meek and the humble ruling the world. We really do, in a sense. The meek will inherit the earth. We will rule if we are rule in a sense of making goodness stand out and be strong and win. The goodness, we have to make it win, and we do that with meekness and humility. We overcome pride. We overcome Satan. Satan didn't know that Jesus was God because he was so meek and humble, and yet he conquered and crushed him through his crucifixion and death, through his holy life, through his teachings, which he hands out to the world, and he establishes his church. And so that meekness and humility is that kind of salt, as well as all the other virtues, and our strong faith and our love for God and our Lady. All these things need to stand out. We need to be truly salty, 100% salty in the world. We can't, you know, be half salty. That doesn't make your food taste good, or it doesn't melt the salt. And the salt is a powerful thing in melting salt. You know, melting ice, you put it out there, and it's that ice is gone, unless it's an inch thick. Yeah, even then, it puts divots in the ice. And that's what we want in the wintertime. But that's 100% rock salt. And we need to be 100% salty in the world, not letting our flavor go weak, but to be 100% always being salty and being more and more salt. The more we pray, the more we trust in God, the more we receive the Eucharist, the more we grow in faith and love for God, the more we are devoted to Our Lady, our salt becomes stronger and stronger, become more and more salty and more bright, that bright light to the world. And that's what the world needs today, is leaders that stand out in virtue and love for God, and defense of the church, defense of Jesus, defense of everything that we hold holy in our Catholic faith. We need to stand out and be leaders in the church and in the world, in our workplace. And that's what salt is. That's what light is. And to keep the light held up high, keep the torch held up high, and to brave the world, with God's strength, God's grace, not on our own, not ourselves, but what God, whatever God wants to do in your life through you to the world. We need to be receptive to Him, receptive to His grace. His grace is that salt that stays in us and remains in us and strengthens us. And we strengthen the world. We strengthen the world in goodness. And we see that in Pope John Paul II. He was a real leader. And he held up the standard of the cross, the standard of Our Lady, to the world. And he never let it fall. He always held it up strong to the world, for the world to see. Mother Teresa, other saints in the world, other saints will come, will rise up, and they must lead us. We must be leaders in this world. We need many, many, many holy leaders who bring the faith to everyone, to the world, 100%, 100% holiness, 100% grace, 100%. Jesus and Mary, totally consecrated to Our Lady, totally consecrated to our Lord, 100%. We must be that true blue Catholics, true blue lovers of Christ, lovers of our Lady. So let us use all these images that Jesus gives us, the salt, light, our faith. Use them all and put them into your heart, put them into your life. Put them into your character, and don't let it go. Don't let it wane. Don't let it lose its taste or lose its brightness. And we won't. We won't if we're always close to Our Lady. We always pray our rosary. We always pray our rosary as often as we can, as much as we can. We stay close to Our Lady. She is that sustaining strength for us. Never wane in Your love for Our Lady and Your prayers to her, and she will always keep us strong and make us what God wants us to be for others as well as for ourselves.
Fructum ventris tui.